The Army says that it has investigated or is currently investigating the deaths of more than two dozen prisoners in U.S. custody in Iraq and Afghanistan. Army officials say that some of the inquiries have included or have been referred to the Navy, the Marines, and the Department of Justice. The news comes less than a week after a Pentagon investigation did not find any discernible pattern of abuse. And as NPR's Jackie Northam reports, there are fresh calls for an independent investigation into the issue.
Army officials say that since the start of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, dozens of detainees held in custody have died. Army spokesman Colonel Joe Curtin stresses that most were from natural causes. But Curtin says 26 of the deaths are considered homicides.
So at first, someone might hear, oh my God, there are a large number of murders going on here, when in fact they're not. It could be a number of things. It could be heart attacks. It could be, in some instances that we've had, prison riots where lethal force was authorized. In other cases, it could have been detainee upon detainee death. And in fact, in some cases, there has been alleged wrongdoing, and we're prosecuting those cases.
At least eight soldiers have been convicted in the deaths of detainees. About another dozen cases are currently being tried. Many other cases are still open. Besides those, well over 100 Army service personnel to date have been disciplined for abuse. The longest sentence was handed to Private Charles Grainer, who received a 10-year prison sentence for his role in mistreating detainees at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison. That scandal unleashed a slew of investigations, 10 so far, into military policy, detention operations, and training procedures. Democratic Senator Jack Reed of Rhode Island says launching a large number of investigations was a deliberate strategy by the military and the administration.
It strikes me that their strategy has been divide and conquer. Divide the investigation up into little pieces, impose limits on where the investigating officer can go and who he can talk to, and then not try to create an entire picture, but create separate pictures which no one ever puts together. And that, I think, is not led to, one, a full review of the issue, nor assessing responsibility.
All but one of the reports has been the military investigating itself. The one independent report was done by a panel assigned by Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. None of the inquiries has held any senior or civilian Pentagon officials accountable for any failures of policy or command that fueled the abuse. The head of the latest investigation into the problem, Navy Vice Admiral Albert Church, said that he had found no evidence that senior officials directed, approved, or condoned torture or abuse. At the same time, Church said that finding those responsible was not part of his mandate. Jumana Musa of Amnesty International says there needs to be a fully independent commission.
We need something independent that will look at it with a fresh eye, that will be able to subpoena people, be able to look at all documents and all people involved, and not just these sort of limited internal investigations.
But others believe that the military and the CIA can investigate its own. On Monday, Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Republican Pat Roberts of Kansas said that launching a formal investigation into the CIA would take a great deal of energy and consume too much of the commission's time. Last week, Missouri Republican Senator Jim Talent made it clear that too much time and effort has already been spent on investigations.
If our guys want to poke somebody in the chest to get the name of a bomb maker so they can save the lives of Americans, I'm for it. Now, I know it's important that we stick to our own beliefs. That's important in fighting the war on terror. And I'm glad you've had these hearings, Mr. Chairman, because it shows that we care in this country. Boy, at a certain point, we have to introduce a note of proportion.
Three more investigations are still pending. All of them are being done by the military. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.